The 22nd day of the blessed month of Tuba, the departure of the great saint Anba Anthony, the father of all monks. On this day in the year 356 AD, the great saint Anba Anthony, also known as Antonios, the star of the wilderness and the father of all monks, departed. He was born in the year 251 AD in the city of Keman el Aros to rich parents who loved the church and the poor, and they raised him up in the fear of the Lord. Anthony's father died, and he stood before the body contemplating about the vanity of the world, and his heart burned with desire for the eternal life. And he said to himself, "Where was your ambition, great determination, and your eagerness to collect money? I see that everything has become futile, and you left it behind. If you had no choice in leaving, I am not surprised at that, but I would be surprised about me if I do as you have done." He also contemplated about the deeds of the fathers, the apostles, and how they have left all and followed the Savior, and how the people sold their possessions and brought the proceeds and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need. One day, Anthony went to the church as he was used to, and he heard the words of Christ in the gospel saying, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come, follow me," which is from Matthew 19, verse 21. This verse had a profound effect on his heart. Anthony sold all which he owned and gave to his sister her portion and placed her in a convent of virgins. He distributed his portion to the poor and the churches. Anthony went outside the village and dwelled in a small hut beside the Nile River. He visited the nearby hermits to learn from everyone the virtue that he was famous for. After a while, Anthony crossed the Nile and dwelled in an ancient pharaonic tomb beside a fig tree on the eastern bank of the Nile. There, he faced a fierce warfare from the devil. They had beaten him severely to the point of losing his consciousness and speech. His friends carried him to the church until he started to recover, and he decided to go back to his place of worship. Later on, he went deeply into the eastern desert until he found a spring of water. He dwelled beside it in a cave, and he persevered in fasting, worship, and resisting the devil's warfare. The Lord supported him to overcome these problems. The saint went on living there for 20 years, and many gathered around him to be a disciple at his hands. And others came seeking healing from their illnesses. The saint went out to meet them, and many benefited from his guidance and advice. And the Lord performed on his hands signs and many healings. Many became his disciples and dwelled in caves around his cave until he became a father and guide for them. By that, he founded the first monastic institution in the world, so Antonios is rightly called the father of all monks. He went down to Alexandria twice. The first was in the year 311 AD, when he went to encourage the Christians to be steadfast in their faith during the persecution of Maximinus Caesar. He visited the prisoners to encourage them. The second was in the year 355 AD to defend the Orthodox faith and to stand beside the Holy Father Pope Athanasius the Apostolic against the Arians. Emperors respected Saint Anthony and everyone honored him. One time, some philosophers came to debate him, and they marveled at his knowledge and his instinctive intelligence. When the report of his holiness reached Emperor Constantine, the sainted emperor wrote Anthony a letter, expressing his great desire to see him and asking for his prayers for his sake and for the sake of the empire. The saint replied by an epistle or letter, blessing him and asking for the peace of the empire and the church, and commended Constantine with whatever was important for his own salvation and the success of his kingdom. When Saint Anba Paula, the first anchorite, passed away, Anba Antonios went to him with divine providence and shrouded the body and then prayed over him and buried the saint. Saint Macarius visited Anba Antonios, who dressed him with the monastic garb, and then Anba Macarius returned to the wilderness of Shahit and established monasticism there. In the later days of Anba Antonios, he had many disciples in different parts of Egypt, as Shahit, Nitria, Nakhlon Mount, and El Fayum. Anthony personally visited them at times and also with his epistles, which he had 20 in this respect. When Saint Anthony finished his good strife, he gathered his children and recommended them to be steadfast in the monastic strive. He also asked them to give his staff to Saint Macarius and to give his sheepskin to Saint Athanasius and his sheepskin cloak to Anba Serapion, his disciple. He commanded his disciple to hide his body after his departure. He stretched himself on the ground and delivered up his spirit in the hand of the Lord, whom he loved in good old age. He went to the place of eternal repose, and his age at that time of his departure was 105 years old. May the blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.